David Green is the CEO of the V&A Waterfront, and I am told that at the Ocean Summit last week, he announced that plastic bottles and plastic bags would be banned from the V&A precinct. David, a very good morning. From when and how are you going to get that right?
Good morning, John. Yes, so last week at the Volvo Ocean Race, there was a summit, and one of the themes was turning the tide on plastic. And we took the opportunity at the summit to announce that by the time the Volvo race came back, we intend to eradicate the use of single-use plastic bottles and single-use plastic bags. So our intention is to do that over a three-year period.
Okay, so I mean, it is a long time frame because I would imagine that there's quite a lot of stuff which is sold in single-use plastic bottles and single-use plastic bags at the moment in the very many different shops that retail from your precinct.
Yeah, so I mean, the waterfront, it's a small neighbourhood of Cape Town. We've got some 23,000 people who live and work here. It's privately owned, but it's publicly managed, but it does give us a degree of control. So we, you know, for some time we've been, we know what waste comes in, what goes out. We've been working on a process of increasing the amount of waste that is diverted from landfill, but now we want to move to the next level, which is to reduce the production of that waste. And if I look at plastic bags, the main sources you see are the retailers. Most of the retailers do have a policy to reduce the use. They have alternatives. And what we're saying here is that we're going to create an opportunity for the V&A to be a test bed to actually move towards eliminating their use. And it's done in other countries. The alternative bags, the reusable bags exist. But there are biodegradable bags, which to all intents and purposes look and feel like plastic bags. And they actually, the cost of them has come below the cost that people are charged within supermarkets. So they're less than the 50 cents. Also, our institutional tenants and offices, certain of them already have actually, through their sustainability policies, said to their employees that they will ban the use. So it's a case of getting the collaboration with the tenants. If I go to the bottles, single-use bottles.
Yeah, because can I just ask you what is a single-use bottle? Because if I go along and buy 500 millilitres of Bonacqua water at Pick and Pay, is that a single-use bottle or not?
That is a single-use bottle.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a single-use bottle. Whereas, you know, there are plastic ones like the ones that people use on their bikes.
Mm.
So it's about moving away from single-use bottles, the sort of Evian, the Perrier-type waters. Now, what you'll see in restaurants is that increasingly they're moving over to their own branded glass bottles, and that is because the technology of taking ordinary water and turning that into sort of more purified, still and sparkling water is highly available. We had a company called Blue Water. There's another company called Vidro. So within the 80 eateries that we have within the waterfront, some of them already have their own plants, but our plan is to create a centralized plant. So if you imagine that instead of these plastic bottles, that we will clean, fill, and distribute the glass bottles to all the eateries. So that's a very practical step. It's actually much more economic for them. So it's almost like a combination for us of a carrot and a stick. So you give a viable alternative.
Yeah, David, unfortunately, we're already out of time, but I do want to ask you very quickly, please. At a time of drought, what a lot of people are doing is going and buying 5-litre bottles of water from Woolworths, Pick and Pay, and other stores, but you have Woolworths and Pick and Pay at the V&A waterfront. Now, how do you get rid of that at a time when people are being discouraged from taking water away from their taps?
Yeah, that's a good point. Look, that's one we haven't looked at. I think it's like, you know, it's like how do you eat an elephant? It's one step at a time.
Yeah.
The bulk is in the restaurants and the plastic bags, but we'll get onto these ones at a later time.
Thank you very, very much indeed. I plan to check in with you on a regular basis, David, if you don't mind, to find out how that initiative is going.